November 28, 1920, when Jesus wants to give, he asks. Effects of the blessing of Jesus. I was thinking of when my sweet Jesus, in order to begin his sorrowful passion, wanted to go to his mama and ask for her blessing. And blessed Jesus told me, my daughter, how many things does this mystery reveal? I wanted to go to my dear mama and ask for her blessing, in order to give her the opportunity to ask for my blessing herself. The pains which she was to bear were too many, and it was just that my blessing would strengthen her. It is my usual way to ask, whenever I want to give, and my mama understood me immediately. So much so, that she did not bless me before asking for my blessing, and only after I blessed her, did she bless me. But this is not all. In order to create the universe, I pronounced one fiat, and by that one fiat I reordered and embellished heaven and earth. In creating man, my omnipotent breath infused life in him. Upon beginning my passion, I wanted to bless my mama with my omnipotent and creative word. But I did not bless her only. In my mama I saw all creatures. She was the one who had primacy over all, and in her I blessed all, and each one. Even more, I blessed each thought, word, act, etc. I blessed each thing which had to serve the creature. Just as the sun, created by my omnipotent fiat, is still following its course for all, and for each mortal, without ever decreasing in light or heat. In the same way, in blessing, my creative word remained in the act of blessing continuously, without ever ceasing to bless, just as the sun will never cease to give its light to all creatures. Yet, this is not all. With my blessing I wanted to renew the qualities of creation. I wanted to call my celestial Father to bless, in order to communicate power to the creature. I wanted to bless her in my name and in the name of the Holy Spirit in order to communicate to her wisdom and love, and therefore renew the memory, the intellect and the will of the creature, restoring her as sovereign of all. However, know that, in giving, I want. My dear mama understood, and she immediately blessed me, not only for herself but in the name of all. Oh! If all could see this blessing of mine, they would feel it in the water they drink, in the fire that warms them, in the food they take, in the sorrow that afflicts them, in the moans of their prayer, in the remorses of guilt, in the abandonment of creatures. In everything they would hear my creative words saying to them, but, alas, it is not heard, I bless you in the name of the Father, of myself, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I bless you to help you. I bless you to defend you, to forgive you, to console you, I bless you to make you a saint. And the creature would echo my blessings, by blessing me too, in everything. These are the effects of my blessing. And my church, instructed by me, echoes me, and in almost all circumstances, the administration of the sacraments and others, she gives her blessing.